It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and tears. How will Dave do? Really need you.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome, one and all, to the girly quiz. Once a week, we test our Dave on all things girly. And if you're with us last week, oh, I was going to say go listen back if you missed it, but don't. It make you sick. But actually make you unwell in your stomach.
They hate to see a confident man coming.
He smashed it last week. It was actually gross. I feel unwell every time I think about it.
Watch me do it again.
So he's going to be put through his paces big time this week. In the absence of Fiona, I will do my very best. I will not make eye contact with this man. There will be absolutely no clues by way of, really? Are you sure you don't want it? First answer, when he gets to it, eventually, I suppose we'll have to take. Now, in order to win the week, he does unfortunately have two lifelines to help him along his way. One is a Simplify option, essentially a 50-50. And the other is his phone, a female. Standing by this morning is not just Quiva, but Quiva and her sister. Hello.
Hey, Quiva.
Hi.
And Dervla as well. Quiva and Dervla, thank you so much for doing this. First of all, my question is, what is something that you both are very good at when it comes to girly things? Is it health? Is it beauty? Is it body parts, as I always like to ask? What is it?
For me, maybe health. And Dervla, hair.
Hair. Perfect. There's always a hair question or something. Or like some sort of makeup or something. Would you both be good at that, makeup?
I think so, yeah. I think we'll be good at that.
Okay, grand.
Can I ask Dervla and Quiva, you say like your health and your hairdressing. Why is that? Is one of you a hairdresser?
Yeah, I'm a hairdresser.
That's Dervla, is it?
That's Dervla in the background. And Quiva, what do you do? You work?
I work in admin in the HSE.
In the HSE, okay.
Okay,
perfect.
So you've heard it all. That's good. Okay.
This is good.
Yeah.
Perfect. You sound like two perfect females for this. You've got double the help this morning, Dave, which is...
This is fantastic.
A joke.
I'll use Quiva for question one and I'll use Dervla for question two.
Hang on, Dervla and Quiva. Dave will definitely be with you shortly. But for now, let's get into the girly quiz. And a reminder, if you're on the way to school and there's kids in the car and there's stuff about girls you don't want them to hear, then please keep your hand on the dial. Question number one. Dave, collagen is a popular ingredient.
Come on.
What does that
mean? Off to a good start. Collagen. Collagen.
Come on.
Give me that question. Come on. Here we go.
Collagen is a popular ingredient in many skincare products. But you can also ingest it through some foods. Stop smiling at me. Did you whiten your teeth? They look great.
Sorry.
What is one food that contains collagen?
No. Oh, no.
Delighted.
Oh, crap. Mm. I thought it was like, where does collagen... Because you can put collagen in your lips to plump up your lips.
No, you can't.
Can you not?
I don't believe so.
I thought that... I learned that from white chicks.
Did you?
Yeah.
Put collagen in the lips? As as a lip filler?
Yeah, they were like, collagen. Is that not it?
We can double check that.
Yes.
What? Isn't as a lip filler.
You can put collagen in your lips either through collagen lip injections or topical collagen products like masks, serums.
My apologies. God, the things you learn from my chicks, eh?
The things you learn from me.
That's not the question.
What would...
A food that contains collagen.
Okay. What does collagen do?
It is good for like revitalizing and plumping the skin.
Okay.
You'd find it in a lot of moisturizers, for example, you know.
Producer Callum said 10 minutes ago when he was reading these questions that he would get question one. And yeah. I'm really shocked at that because I haven't a clue.
Question.
It's something weird. It's probably like a peach or something. It's going to be something stupid. Like, you have to... I have no idea. I'm going to call in the cavalry. And we're going to talk to most likely Quiva because she works in the HSE. But maybe Dervla knows as well. Quiva, Dervla, I'm hoping one of you know, is there any food with 30 seconds on the clock that would have collagen in it?
I think that collagen comes from like foods with protein.
Okay.
So I guess it would be chicken.
Chicken? Eggs? Eggs, another one?
I think it comes from both of those, but okay. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, and what does the other sister think? Yeah, okay, great. So we got one really good sister, we got one kind of half on par sister. Okay, fantastic. Let's go with, if you're thinking protein, then I'm going to go with chicken.
The question being, it's a popular ingredient in many skincare products, collagen. You can also ingest it through food. What is one that contains collagen? I think a bit easy, only asking for one type of food, but hey.
Yeah! Quiva, Dervla, thank you so much. Well done. Well done. You have just won yourself a €50 Just Eat voucher to get all of the chicken and eggs you want. God, you're going to be so full of collagen.
Yeah,
listen, fair play to you. And enjoy that collagen on us.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Good luck.
Just to say, the other foods you could have mentioned there, there's many. You could have
eggs on the list.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Fish, bone broth, beef, chicken, egg whites, citrus fruits, berries, garlic, cashews, etc.
I have no idea what collagen does. I thought it was for injecting in your lips. That's all I thought it was.
It's very popular in if you actually look at most moisturizers or night creams or whatever, you'll see the collagen.
And what does it do?
An ingredient. Like I said, it kind of plumps and revitalizes, that kind of a thing. Plumps the face.
All right.
All right, one for one. Sadly for all of us women together, but we'll do what we can. We've two to go. Molly Malone was in the news a lot this week. She's been boarded up, hasn't she?
Boobs, final answer.
Dave, besides Molly Malone, can you name one woman that there's a statue of in Dublin? What are you laughing at? I hate the two of you. Callum, what are you doing?
I'm laughing because he's laughing.
I can't even name a man. I don't know. I never stopped to look at the statues. Molly Malone.
But you knew Molly, didn't you? Because her boobs were out.
Molly is the only one I know.
Do you need boobs to appreciate women? Is that what you're saying?
There's a Mr. Connolly somewhere, but you want a woman. Okay. Oh God, mother! I'm instantly trying to map out my way through town.
Yeah,
Tommy, I'm going down O'Connell Street, and I can't. I'm sure. this is one of my answers, right? But I don't know if you're going to accept it. I think the Virgin Mary is a statue in Dublin somewhere, and you technically can't tell me I'm wrong. Because technically, that is true.
Callum?
Callum's laughing. He knows I'm right.
You can't. The Virgin Mary.
He knows I'm correct.
I'm sorry now. You listening, 087-711-103. Can the Virgin Mary be accepted as a statue of a woman in Dublin when we're looking at the likes of Molly Malone? Callum?
The primary Virgin Mary statue in Dublin is Our Lady of Dublin, a historic oak figure of the Madonna and Child located in Whitefriar Street Church.
It's in a church.
It's the one there. It's the one.
Like, it is. It's outside.
On Georgia Street.
It's outside.
Okay, I'll tell
it's
you
a
what.
A statue.
I'm looking for girls on this. Does this
you
count
have
or not?
To give it to
no.
Me.
Look, listen. We'll come back to this at the end of the game, right? And we've one more question to get through. Is it historical figures only? Is it religious figures
Read
only?
Read the question again.
I said, besides Molly Malone, can you name one woman there's a statue of in Dublin?
The Virgin Mary.
Now, I'm sorry. Tell you what, get your voice. I want voice
no,
notes.
No.
Voice notes.
That's not fair.
Counts. Doesn't count. Voice note only. 087-711-1038. Voice notes only. Yes or no? For
this is corruption.
Where's
this
Fiona? I'm outnumbered by the men.
This is corruption.
The worst thing is Emma didn't even give any answers on this one.
I'm so stressed. Right, we move on to question three. We don't know how this is going to go. I can't believe I'm saying, does the Virgin Mary qualify? Question number three in the girly quiz this week, Dave, you still have your 50-50, amazingly. We know that a woman's water breaking during pregnancy usually signals that labour is starting or about to start soon.
Yeah.
What is the average amount in millilitres of fluid that releases?
No, like that's
take
ridiculous.
A ballpark. I'll take a ballpark.
I would imagine in milliliters. I don't even know what milliliters are. How many milliliters in a litre? Like
1,000?
Is it 1,000?
1,000.
Mother of God. I would imagine how many milliliters. I'm trying to think of like TV shows where I've seen someone get like their water break.
I feel like my main way of seeing that is, you know, watching someone mop up someone's running to the hospital.
I don't even think, there's no way it's a litre. I think it's just a surprise and you think, whoa, there's water. I'd say it's probably not, I'd say it's probably a quarter of a litre. We're talking probably 250 millilitres. But I'm going to have to 50-50 it.
We're in 50-50 mode. We know that when a woman's water breaks during pregnancy, it usually signals that she's about to go into labour or it's about to start soon. The question being, what is the average amount of fluid that releases? Is it A? I'm so mad.
Go on. Say it. Say it.
I hate you. Is it 200 to 500 millilitres? Or is it 3,000 to 4,000 milliliters?
Can I just say that this is a great day for all men everywhere. My final answer is A, 250
milliliters. Whatever. We still need to know, revert back to question two. And yeah, fine, you got it right.
Okay.
Back to question two.
Here we go. Emma, will you just recap question two for
if you've
me?
Just joined consternation on the girly quiz, the question on number two, which was meant to really highlight, you know, the importance of historical women in Dublin. Question being, besides Molly Malone, can you name one woman there's a statue of in Dublin? Dave said, the Virgin Mary. The question being, does this count? Can this possibly count? I was asking for women's opinions on this specifically.
We are a Catholic country. The Virgin Mary absolutely counts.
087 711 1038 for your voice notes. Producer Callum has been doing the tally on this to see how we're fixed. This Callum, what can you tell us?
And this is the tiebreaker. This is the deal breaker.
This is the one.
We are asking, will Dave win the girly quiz by accepting the Virgin Mary as a statue in Dublin of a female? It's 70-30.
Oh, 70-30.
And I can reveal...
Come on, my Catholics out there.
The consensus in Dublin is saying...
Yes.
Yes!
You absolutely have to accept that. She's a woman, she has statues, she's in Dublin. Absolute genius energy. Yeah! Well done.
Come on! But let's holy, go!
If I may say, Holy Mother of God.
Yes.
A joke.
That's her. Yes. This is great news. A fantastic day all round. Why wouldn't you?
Constance Markovic. She was absolutely amazing. She's a revolutionary figure. She was a politician. She was a socialist.
Ah, good old Constance. But was she the virgin?
That's none of your business. We've just played the girly quiz. It was already really annoying because David had the most testosterone-fueled... happy, delighted with himself win on the show last week. And basically, he had three questions ahead of him this morning. He got two correct pretty much on his own bat. And then one, we were kind of left in a bit of a weird place because the question was, apart from Molly Malone, name one other statue of a woman in Dublin. I had written down justice for Constance Markovic. Dave said, well, the Virgin Mary. I said, I can't make a call on that. You listening, get in touch and tell us, can we accept that as an answer? I was looking for poor Constance, the poor woman. Give her credit where it's due. 100%. What did you say it was, Dave?
70-30. We've got loads of messages.
Everyone saying he won. He went and won the week. I'm so gutted.
You can't ask a fella to name a statue besides Molly Malone. Then when he names a statue besides Molly Malone, say, I don't know about that one, mate.
I really don't want to give it to him, but out of a technicality, you have to. I don't want to, and I'm fuming. I am fuming. I'm driving into work now, and I'm going to go and write a list of really hard, girly quiz questions that I'm going to send in to you guys.
Thank
I don't
you.
Want him winning, so I don't want him to win.
Yeah. He needs to put some respect on Countess Markovic's name. Not a chance. The Virgin Mary counts.
On Just Eat.
I've got yous all on strings.
Oh, go away! Go away! Oh, he's infuriated! Justice for Constance Markovic. I'd practiced her name so hard this morning.